Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So before we start learning today, the next 2 weeks, I will not be here. I'm leaving to Chutz La'aretz Sunday morning for exactly 2 weeks, so I'll miss you. I hope you'll miss me as well. They once asked the Rosh Yeshiva, how come you never take a vacation? And he said, for two reasons. I'm afraid it's going to hurt the yeshiva. That's the first reason. I'm afraid it's not going to hurt the yeshiva. That's the second reason. So, I really hope it's not going to hurt the yeshiva, honestly. And I'm sure it's not going to hurt the yeshiva because we have wonderful talmidim. And if I'm not going to be here, they'll sit and learn. Be'ez Hashem Yisborach. So this week is Parshas Bo'i. And the first mitzvah in this parasha is Achodesh Zelachem Rosh Chodoshim Rishon Hilochem Lachodshei Hashono, and that is the mitzvah of Kiddush Achodesh, in days of yore, each and every month, Edom came before Beis Din to testify that they saw the new moon, and Beis Din was Mekabel Edus, and they were Mekadesh Es Achodesh. We no longer have this mitzvah, because in the days of the Amiroim, the Luach was developed, and everything is fixed in advance. But we do have a mitzvah that we are Mekayim once a month, and that is Kiddush Levona. So before going into the sources we have in our sheet, what does Kiddush Levona mean? Are we Mekadesh de Levona? Do we sanctify the moon? We're not aware that the moon has any intrinsic Kedusha. If it would have Kedusha, maybe it would be a prohibition to enjoy the light that the moon gives. So does the moon have Kedusha? And if it has Kedusha, are we adding on to that Kedusha? What is Kiddush Levona? Shalasachubis Maharashag. I would be very surprised if anybody here knows who was the Maharshag. Shalashachuvas Maharshag is Reb Shimon Greenfeld. He was one of the great Gedolim in Hungary. Chelek Gimel Simen Hei. His son asked him, what's Kiddush Levona? And he says, I think it's just a mistake. It should be Chiddush Levona, because that's the nusach of the bracha we say. Baruch Atah Hashem Mechadesh Chadoshim. And somewhere along the way, Kiddush Levona became Kiddush Levona. That is really a mistake. But then he writes, I saw the Beis Yosef and the Darke Moshe, Simen Tov Chavov, both say Kiddush Levona. And they made no mistakes. If it's in the Beis Yosef and Darke Moshe. So it should be Kiddush Levona. So both in Bavli and Yerushalmi, the Nusach HaBroche is Mechadesh Chadoshim. But a Mesechet Soifrim Perik Chof, that's the earliest source, the Nusach HaBroches, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Chadoshim. And a Medrash Rabbe, on this posik, in this week's parsha, this is actually a machlikis. One Manda Omer says Mekadesh Chadoshim, and the other says Mekadesh Chadoshim. Darke Moshe in Simen Tov Chovo writes, we should not be mezalzel in the minik to dance by Kiddush Levona. Al pisoid, it's an Inyan Godel, and it is besoid Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Darke Moshe does say Kiddush Levona has something to do with Kiddush HaChodesh.
Kol HaLashon.
It is clear that Kiddush Levona is the Rabbonon. It's not a mitzvah d'oraisa because all the brochas are mid Rabbonon. And Kiddush Levona is a brocha. And what I understand from the Darke Moshe is the mitzvah the Rabbonon of Kiddush Levona is a zeche to Kiddush HaChodesh. Beis Din were Mekadesh HaChodesh once a month, and that is Kiddush HaChodesh. And Kiddush HaChodesh is because it is Kiddush HaMoedos. All the Yom Tovim depend on Kiddush HaChodesh. And that is why we say Kiddush Levona. Because Kiddush Levona is, like the Darke Moshe says, besoid Kiddush HaChodesh. And that is why it is Kiddush Levona. So, in Bavli, the source of this brocha is in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Beis. Source number 2. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Kolam Avorach Alachodish Bismani Kilo Mekaber Pleya Shechino. And the Gemara says, what is the Nusach? In Yerushalmi, the brocha appears in Perek HaRoya in Mesechet Brochas, together with all the other Berachas HaRoya. Now, we have a broad spectrum of Berachas HaRoya. So, how many Berachas HaRoya do you remember? Who remembers Berachas HaRoya? Brochas that we are need to say because of things that we see. How many Berachas HaRoya do you remember? Some people sometimes ask me when they see me, could they say Shecholak Mechachmosoi? And I say, Ein lechu brocha levetol agodel mezeh. So recently somebody told me, but he asked two other poiskim, and they said, you could. So I say, nobody could paskin this shaila better than me. I can't say that about every shaila. But the shaila could you say shecholak mechachmosoi on me, I am more authorized to paskin than anyone else in the world. And I tell you it's a brocha levetolah. But if you really are happy to see me, I say you could say a shachiyano. But I don't want you to stay away for 30 days in order to be able to say a shachiyano. I would prefer seeing you every day. And then you can't even say shachiyano. So haroya chachmi yisoel and chachmu mesuwailom. Malchi yisoel and malchi yomesuwailom. What else? Keshet. Nemen bebrisoi. If you see a total rainbow, when you see lightning, you see majestic mountains and the great seas, you say a brocha. So there are very many berachas haroya. Is Kiddush Levona one of them? Haroya Levona bichidusho tzorech levorech. Is Kiddush Levona like any other berachas haroya? B'chodesh Nisan. Roya Ilonis Malavlavim, Shelochise Bo'elomoi Klum, Vibora Bo'i Brios Toivois. Is Kiddush Levona like all the others, or Kiddush Levona is different? Source number 3, there's a very klora hagadora. Yesh la'ayim b'yisoida mitzvah. Ha'im chayev odom liris ha'salvona kedei lakadsha, o shema ein chayev lakadsha, elem yer'ena. So let me explain. All the other berachas haroya, when you see, you mechuyev to say a brocha. Maybe by Kiddush Levona, when you see, you are allowed to say the brocha. But the chiyev is a chiyev every Jew needs to say once a month, a brocha on Kiddush Levona. You cannot say that brocha unless you see the Levona. But it is not seeing the Levona that creates the chiyev. The chiyev is on you before you see the Lavona. But you cannot make the Brocha until you see. In Loshen Kodesh, I would phrase it like this. In all the other Berachas HaRoya, Hariya Mechayevet. Kiddush Lavona, Hariya Me'afsheret. But the Chiyuv is, you need to say the Brocha. And if you need to say the Brocha, try to see the Lavona. I think the second interpretation is the right one. And I think it's a machlekes in Poiskim. Source number 4 is a fascinating tshuva in Noide B'Yehuda. Im ha-moilet shel ha-shchoidesh odor hoyo be'erev l'shchoidesh, v'az kol ha-zman kiddush lavona bepurim, bo'ifen shelel yudalid, leil kriyas ha-megillah, hi laila acharon, shiyucholim l'kadesh ha-lavona. V'im lo'i kitshuvu bo'i b'laila, avar ha-zman, ולא נראה את הלבונה כל אויסן היומים, ובליל י' ד' באמצע קריאס המגילה, נתפז לו האובים וזורך הלבונה. In the middle of Megillah, a child runs into the Beis Medrash, there's a lavona outside. And nobody said Kiddush Levona yet. So the Noide B'Yehuda is Mesupik, what do we do? And his psak is, you stop the Megillah in the middle, you go out, you say Kiddush Levona, come back in and finish the Megillah. The Noide B'Yehuda doesn't write it, but I assume that you don't dance Toive Ma'oris or Bora Olakeinu in the middle of the Megillah. That could wait till after you finish the Megillah. But the Noi Debiyuda says the Chiyuv, which is Berchus Alavona, in the middle of the Megillah, and then after Kiddush Avodah, you come back and finish the Megillah. The reasoning of the Noi Debiyuda is, this is a mitzvah veres, and this is a mitzvah she'eino veres. The Megillah is not running away. But nobody could promise you that the Lavona will patiently wait till you finish the Megillah. And that is why the Noi Debiyuda says, you go out, Kiddush Lavona, you come back, you finish the Megillah. Two Gedolim, Sefer Yehoshua. Who is Sefer Yehoshua? One Sefer Yehoshua is very well known. Harav HaGaon HaGadol, Rabbi Yehoshua Ben Nun. But he wrote no Shalos HaTshuvos. So obviously, it's not that Sefer Yehoshua. Sefer Yehoshua was one of the greatest Gedolim 200 years ago. He corresponds with the Ktzai Sechoshin, with the Nesivis HaMishpat. I don't know why he chose a strange name for his Sefer, Sefer Yehoshua. His name was Rabbi Shua Heschel Ba'abad. He was the uncle of the Minchas Chinuch. He was Rav in Tarnopol before the Minchas Chinuch, and when he passed away, his nephew took over. He disagrees with the Noi Debiyuda, and so does Reb Shloime Kluger in Shalos HaTshuvos Shnois Chaim. And the fundamental question is this. Is it reasonable, when you're in the middle of a mitzvah, to stop and go over to another mitzvah, which you're not at all mechuyev ba? As long as you didn't see the Lavona, you have no mitzvah of Kiddush Lavona. So, oisig mitzvah potem na mitzvah. We are all mechuyev in Kriyas HaMegillah. And we're engaged in Kriyas HaMegillah. As long as you didn't see the Lavona, you're not chayev in Kiddush Lavona. So why be mafsik in the middle of a mitzvah you're mechuyev, and go over to a mitzvah you're not mechuyev? The Noi Debiyuda would answer, you are mechuyev in Kiddush Lavona. It's not that you don't have a chiyuv. You have a chiyuv. You need to see in order to be able to say Kiddush Lavona. But the chiyuv is on you, even before you see. And therefore, we're dealing with two mitzvahs, and the person is mechuyev in both of them. One is mitzvah veres, and the other is eino veres. That's the reasoning of the Noi Debiyuda. But those that disagree with the Noi Debiyuda, they assume that, no, as long as you didn't see the Ravoni, you're not mechuyev. So it's a mitzvah de pshita, you're not mafsik in the middle of a mitzvah, and go over to another mitzvah, which, for the time being, you have no chiyuv of Kiddush Lavona at all. So I think these great achronim disagree on this very question that we presented. Kiddush Lavona. Is it like all the other Berachos Ariyah? You see, you're mechuyev. You don't see, you're not mechuyev. Or maybe it's different. Let's turn the page. Mogen Avraham Tov Chavav Sif Kot Nalav Suma Chayev LaKadosh Alavona. A blind man needs to say Kiddush Lavona. Maharshal. And that is Shuvas Mashal Simen Ayin Zayin. Rabbi Kiva Eger on the spot. Hamarikash Kosev, the Melishna Haroya Mashmasuma Einoy Mevorech. Who was the Maharikash? Marie Castro. Not related in any way to Fidel Castro. Chas v'shalom. He was one of the greatest Gedolim 500 years ago. Maharikash has a few magnificent svarim, Shalos HaTshuvos Oile Yankov, also known as Tshuvos Maharikash, Erech Lechem, and Shulchan Aruch. And in Erech Lechem, he disagrees with the Mogen Avraham and the Marshal. And he says, the lesson of the Gemara is, Haroya Levona Bechidusha Chayev Levorech. Haroya. A blind man doesn't see. He has no chiyuv. If we compare Kiddush Lavona to all the other Berachos Haroya, L'chayre, the Maharikash is right. Haroya Chaveiroi Mevorech. If you don't see him, you don't see a bracha. If you didn't see a rainbow, you're just imagining a rainbow. If somebody tells you there's a rainbow, you can't say the bracha. But according to my understanding, which I think that is the Noida B'Yudah's understanding, you are mechuyev to say Kiddush Levona. Maybe Riya is only lechatchila, but it's not ma'akev b'diyevet, because it is not what causes the chiyuv. It's just what enables the brocha. So maybe that is only lechatchila. That's the opinion of the Mogen Avraham. So the Mogen Avraham would once again prove my point that Kiddush Levona is different from all the other berachos haroya. So in Brochas Nun Chesam Adalef, there's an amazing story about Rav Sheishes. Two great Ameruam were blind. Who knows who were the two? Rav Yosef and Rav Sheishes were both blind. So a king, a non-Jewish king, came to town. There was a great commotion and excitement. Everybody goes to see the king. And the Jews go because they want to make a bracha. Shecholak mechvoidoy lebos of Adam. And if Shaishas goes, it's a doki, tells if Shaishas, hello, where are you going? He says, people say the king is coming. And the Tzedoki says, chatz velanahara kegani lai. He says, if a person has vessels, good ones, so he goes to the river to fetch water. But if he has broken kelim, your kelim can't hold water. So where are you going? You're wasting your time. And he means to chepper Rav Sheishes. You know, he needs to annoy Rav Sheishes, and he tells him, you're blind. So where are you going? You're not going to see anything. And Rav Sheishes tells the Tzedoki, you know, come along and I'll show you I see better than you do. And they both stand there together with hundreds of people, and suddenly there's a big commotion. And the Tzedoki tells his Nebuchadnezzar, a blind neighbor, the king is coming. And Rav Sheishes says, be patient, he's not coming. And he didn't come. Things calmed down. Once again, big commotion. And the Tzedoki tells Rav Sheishes, now he's coming. And Rav Sheishes tells him, I told you to be patient, he's not coming. And it happened a third time. And Rav Sheishes once again tells, no. And then things quiet down, and Rav Sheishes tells the Tzedoki, now look, now he's coming. And the king appeared. And the Tzedoki is shocked, and he asks Rav Sheishes, are you blind or not? How did you know? And Rav Sheishes quotes a Pasuk in Navi. V'hinei ruach gedoyle mefoy tzorem u'mishabes loim. Loi beruach Hashem. V'achle ruach rash, lo berash Hashem. V'achle rash eish, lo beish Hashem. V'achle eish. Called the Momadaka, and that's when the Shechina appeared. And Rav Sheishes says, Malchus da'ara ma'en Malchus da'rekiya. I don't see, but I know Novi. And this is what the Novi taught us. And then the king arrives, and Rav Sheishes says the Brocha. So Rav Sheishes didn't see, and he said the Brocha. Does this prove that you don't need to see to say Berchas Haroya? The Birki Yosef, Simen Reish Yutes, brings the Sefer Yad Aharon. We learn from here that a blind man could say all the Berchas Haroya. But is it so unreasonable? If you don't see, how could you say Berchas Haroya? The Birki Yosef disagrees with the Yad Aharon, and he says, Kvoid Malchus Shani. When you say a Brucha on a Melech, it's Kvoid Malchus. You could say Koid Malchus a broch even if you don't see. I don't understand the Birki Yosef. All the Birchas Haroya are about something. Keshes Ba'onan is about Zorcher Abris. Majestic Mountains is about Koid Shemayim, not Koid Malchus. So why would this Birchas Haroya be different than all the others? Why does it matter it's about Koid Malchus? Every Birchas Haroya is about something. And the fact that it's about something that you could imagine doesn't mean you don't need to see. Chavas Yoer. Does anybody know who was the Chavas Yoer? Was he a Rishon or an Achron? Who was the Chavas Yoer? I quote the Sefer a lot. Judged by the name of the Sefer, you could imagine he's an Achron, right? Names have some significance. That's also an amusing name for a Sefer. His name was Yoram. He was an orphan. His Bubba's name was Chava. And that's why he named the Sefer Chavis Yoram. In Yiddish, Yoram Shel Chava. It's Chavis Yoram. And out of respect and gratitude to his grandmother that brought him up, L'Toyra V'La'Avoida, he wanted to be Mechabit his grandmother, and that's why he called the Sefer Chavis Yoram. And he writes in the introduction that in Yiddish you say, Yoer Shel Chava is Chavis Yoer. Like Moshe's Pinchas or Yankel's Moshe, it's Chavis Yoer. And that's the name Chavis Yoer. And he was an amazing Godel. But he writes one thing in which I totally disagree with him, and I think he made a huge mistake. How do I dare to say this? He wrote a Sefer on Shulchan Aruch HaChaim named Mekor Chaim. And he wrote that before he published the Sefer, the Mogen Avraham was printed. And he said, after the Mogen Avraham, I have nothing to add. And he was going as his Sefer. And I disagree with that. I think he made a huge mistake. He has a lot to say even after the Mogen Avraham. And the Mekor Chaim is full of Chidushim. So, at least with that, Chavis Yoram, I disagree. And it's amazing, because the Sefer was Begineza 300 years, and it was printed first time in our generation, the Sefer Mekor Chaim. 300 years, we didn't have the Sefer. So the Mekor Chaim says, the Bruch and Kvoid Malchus is different, because as we see in the story of Rav Sheshes, when a Melech appears, he's not only seen, he's heard as well. The trumpeters come, and the musicians, and the army vehicles, and there's so much noise and so much commotion. He says that's why he could make a Bruchan Kavod Malchus, and I think that makes a lot of sense. Brokim v'ra'amim usually come together. When you see the lightning, you make a Bruchan. When you hear the thunder, you make a Bruchan. So Berchas Araya is not always seeing, it is hearing as well. That's a different sense. So Kvoid Malchus, says the Mekor Chaim, you could say either when you see or when you hear. But that doesn't prove by other Berchas Araya. So I think all the other Berchas Araya, blind man cannot say the Brocha. Only Kvoid Malchus, the story of Rav Sheshes. And if a blind man does say Kiddush Lavona, it proves Kiddush Lavona is different than all the other Berchas Araya. And Kiddush Lavona is a chiyuv. Everybody is mechuyev once a month to say the Bruch al Kiddush Lavona in order to say you should see. And that's the machloikas Mogen Avraham Arikash. Is seeing the Lavona ma'akev b'diyeved, or is it only a lechatchila? So the other sources on our sheet are details. In Kiddush Lavona we have many shailas. Sometimes you see the Lavona, but it's not 100% clear, and the Lavona is in and out and in and out. So last Kiddush Lavona, we were standing with Mike Heller, and there was no Lavona, and I said, no, I hope it'll come out, and suddenly the Lavona came out. And yeah, I was so proud of myself, you know, maybe I did a moifis. So first, we right away said the brocha, and by the time I could brag about my moifis, the Lavona was in and out 10 times, so I saw, it's not about me. So, that's a machloikis. When could you say Kiddush Lavona? The Ramah, source number 10. Ein le kadosh chodesh ela balailo be'esh alavona zorachas v'nehenin ma'oira. Nehenin ma'oira. It needs to be clear, a beautiful moon, avnovonim zachas, and that is why benesh moshes is no good. Mishne brura. Ela balaila lafuka benesh moshes alavona neres chzas v'dayenu yom. Nehen in Ma'ira, Mishne Brura, Haino Ba'eshe Zrechoso Nikeros Al Gabi Kaka, Im Neskas Alavona Ba'ovim, Im Avdak Ve'kolo Sheneres Alavona Memeno Ve'nehen Ba Mevorech, Im Anan Av Einoi Mevorech. So if the clouds are not dense, and you could see the Lavona through the clouds, you could say the Brocha. The Mekabolim disagree. Let's have a look at the last three short sources. Moira Be'etzba, the Chido. Yezoa Shetei Me'ir Yofa. Va'filo Yeshalei Anandak Lo Yevorech. If there's any cloud covering the Lavona, even if it's clearly visible, you don't say the Brocha. Nahar Mitzrayim. Poshet HaMinig B'Mitzrayim Kamo Be'ir HaKodesh Yerushalayim She'im Yesh HaLavon Afilu HaNandak V'Kolosh Eina Mevorech U'Kohoraat Gaon Uzeinu Arav Chido B'Moira Be'etzba. That's the previous source. Im Etchil Levorech Be'esh HaLavon HaBehira U'Be'emtza Brocha Neskasa Ba'ovem Yeg Moir HaBrocha Ben Ishchai. Also one of the Sephardi Gedolim. Im onan afilu dak, lo yevorech. Going back to Sefer Yeshua, source number 12, he says, you saw the Levona, and even before you started saying the Brocha, it's no longer visible. You still say the Brocha, because you saw. As long as it's Torch Chedei Deva. So the Nahar Mitzrayim, source number 4 says, im etchilu levorech, you could finish the Brocha. Sefer Yeshua goes beyond that. The Levona was visible. And before we started the Brocha, covered by clouds, Torch Kedei Diva, you still say the Brocha. And these questions are quite relevant. Happens all the time, especially in the winter months. So why is it so important to say Kiddush Levona? Chazal say Kemekabel Pnei Shechino. So there's an amazing halacha in Kiddush Levona and Simet Tov Chav Vav. Shechino says, you should say Kiddush Levona Moitze Shabbos, when people are Mevusam and Begodim Noim. Everybody is in Big the Shabbos. People are happy, in a good mood. That is when you say Kiddush Levona. Is that the same by all the Birchas Arroya? You go to the zoo, you see an elephant, and you say Mishana Abruyas. I'm not aware that people go to the zoo, they wear Big the Shabbos. You put on your nicest tie, or your shtreimel, because you're going to say Mishana Abruyas. In the middle of the night, there's lightning. You say the Baruch HaYisamas Abruyas in your pajamas. So why is Kiddush Levona different? Begodim Noim. So it's obvious that Kiddush Levona is something special. Kemekabel Pnei Shechino. And that is another reason I think it's not like all the other Berachos Arayah, which are coincidental. I happen to see I make a brocha. No, this is different. This is Kabbalah's Pnei Shechino. So this week's parsha, the Ramban writes at the end of the parsha. Such powerful words. All my Talmidim know this Ramban Balpeh. The Ramban talks about Sipi Yetzias Messiah and Zechiras Yetzias Messiah. Why is this so important? And the Ramban speaks about thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and believing. Tachles HaYetziro HaRishoino Ve'ein La'el Elyon Chayfetz B'Tachtoinim Ki im Sheyeda Ha'odam V'yode Le'eloikov Sheberoi Tachlis Abriya. And the only thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from this world is Sheyeda Ha'odam V'yode Le'eloikov Sheberoi. Many swarm were written trying to decipher, to figure out Tachlis Abriya. The Mekabolim have their Mahalach, and the philosophers have their Mahalach. And to the Ramban, it's very simple. Tachlis HaYetzira HaRishoinim. Ve'ein La'el Elyon Chayfetz V'Tachtoinim. Kiim, Shiyeda Odom Yodom Lakom. But there are Taryag mitzvahs. And each mitzvah is Omoik, Omoik, Miyim Tse'eno. So the Ramban would say, Idach Pirusha, all boils down to one thing, Shiyeda Odom. Now realize two things, not one. Shiyeda, recognition, knowledge, belief, and Shiyeda. So what is the first thing a good shoe says in the morning? What is the first thing a good Jew says in the morning? What do you say in the morning every day when you get up? Moed ani lefonecho melech chai v'kayim shechzar tobi nishmos v'chem. Is that according to the Shulchan Aruch? Did you learn Shulchan Aruch? What says the Shulchan Aruch? What do you say the first thing in the morning? In Shulchan Aruch we do not find Moed ani. It's not in Shulchan Aruch. According to the Gemara Brachas Daf Samech, Sif Aleph Simen Mem Vav, you open your eyes, you say, Elokai Neshomesh Shenosato B'Toiroi Atu Baros Atu Yitzato. Kozman Shen Shove B'Kirvi Moed Ani Lefonecho. Why do we act differently? The two rights in Simen Mem Vav, because we're not Moitz Hashem Shemayim before Netilas Yadayim. So you need to get up first. And the Tilis Yadayim. And because Amei Oretz, it's complicated when you say each and every one of those Berachos HaShachar. That's why I mean against Tumim Esadr, all the Berachos. But we can't open our eyes without saying anything. That's why we say Moed Ani, because there is no Shem Shemayim in this tefillah. The first source of Moed Ani Lefonecho is in Seder Hayoyim, Reb Moshe Ben Mochio. He is the first source of Moed Ani. And for many years I was thinking, what does Moed Ani Lefonecho mean? Admission or gratitude? Moed sometimes is, I admit. I assume you learn Bov Metzi in Yeshiva. One of the first sugyas of Bov Metzi is Moed Vemiktsas. Mone li biyadcho, en lecho biyodi, elo chamishim. Moed b'mikzis atani yeshova. Moed b'mikzis is not saying thank you. He says, I admit. What does moed ani lefonecho? Melech ha'vekayim shechzar tobi nishmosi. Is it admission or is it gratitude? I quoted the Ramban 5 minutes ago. What's tachlis abriya? Shiyeda ha'odom v'yodeh. And I think Moed Ani means both. The Loshen Lefonecho seems to indicate admission. If it's thanks, it should be Mode Lecha, not Mode Lefanecha. When a person admits, he admits before the Beis Din. He admits, the defendant admits before the claimant. So I think Moed Ani Lefonecho is first of all admission. Recognition. You open your eyes in the morning, don't take it for granted. Not everybody that goes to sleep wakes up in the morning. And when you open your eyes in the morning, you need to feel and recognize. The reason I opened my eyes this morning is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that I deserve another day. And he decided I'm going to give you another day. Don't take anything for granted. Nothing is just because it is. So Moed Ani Lefonecho means, first of all, I recognize, I feel, I admit that it is you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that decided to give me one more day. And that is why I say again, Moed Ani Lefonecho, I thank you. I thank you, and my heart is full of gratitude. If you admit and you don't thank, then you're awful. If you thank without admission, then you're stupid. So two things are required. First of all, recognize it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave me back my neshama. And he decided specifically for me I'm going to give him another day. And then you say, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for thinking about me, thanking for your mercy, thank you for your chemlo. And that is what the Ramban teaches us. Before you say thank you, don't just say thank you. Understand why you're saying thank you. So the Levon is taken for granted. That's the way it works. That's the way it works, you know. The Levon shines. Middle of the month it starts to go down, comes back up again. Everything happens because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to happen. And the Levona teaches us a huge message. So Chazal say, Umis Avoylam Nimshelu L'Shemesh, Yisrael Nimshelu L'Levona. All the other peoples have the year of the sun. Jews count the year of the moon. And that seems to be unfair, because this man is huge, far greater and larger than the moon. So why do they get the sun, we get the moon? And I say in Yiddishkeit, lo chashuv kamata gadol, chashuv kamata gadel. It's not important how big you are. Do you know about growth? So the sun is huge, so what? He didn't grow 1 millimeter since he was born. He was born huge, and he stayed huge, and he didn't grow 1 centimeter, 1 millimeter since he came to be. So what if you're big? The moon teaches us about growth. He's reduced to oblivion every month, and every month he's back again. And every month he grows from day to day. So the Levona teaches us about growth, and that is what Yiddishkeit is about. It's not so important how big you are. Are you growing? Are you coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Are you better today than you were tomorrow? And that is the real mifchan. That is the real test. And that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of you, to be like the moon. And that is why Kiddush Levona is kemakabel pnei Hashchina every month. So this bracha is not like all the other brachas aroya. This is a chiyuv. And when you say the bracha, you need to try to see. According to the Magen Avraham, Ri is not ma'akev. But everybody agrees, l'chatchila, you should see the moon when you come to say the bracha of Kiddush Levona. So tomorrow morning, when you say Moida Ani, think about what we spoke today. And next time you say Kiddush Levona, think about what we spoke today. Have a beautiful Shabbos, and we should only share the Seder service. The next 2 weeks, Friday, I'll be abroad, Be'ez Hashem. In another 3 weeks, we will see each other.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.